trembling, Sister Two's face conveyed baffled sadness. She carried a floral print bag bursting with diapers and a colorful set of plastic keys. She was taking deep, exaggerated breaths, as though the flight had just scared her to death. The third woman teetered at the top of the steps with a baby in her arms and a little boy of about 4 peeking around her legs. She had a pretty, round face and corkscrew curls that peeked out from underneath a straw hat. The sisters waited at the bottom of the stairs for this third woman to descend. Heavy breathing sister reached out for the baby, shaking the keys. "Come to Mama," she said. "Here, Melanie, I'll take him." In addition to the baby, Straw Hat held a package of Cheez-Its, a green plastic cup, and an air sickness bag. She was 2 steps from the ground when the little boy behind her shouted, "Auntie Buenda, here I come!" and jumped. He was aiming for Scowling Sister, but in his excitement, he hurtled his 40-some-pound body into the back of Straw Hat, who went sprawling onto the tarmac with the baby. Josh bolted forward, though he knew he wouldn't be quick enough to save anyone. Straw Hat covered the baby's head with her hands and took the brunt of the fall on her knees and her left arm. Ouch. "Melanie," Heavy Breathing Sister cried. She dropped the diaper bag and raced towards Straw Hat. The baby wasn't making any noise. Neck broken. Dead. Josh felt his spirit trickle onto the tarmac as though he'd wet his pants. But then, a cry. The baby had merely been sucking in air, released now in heroic tones. The baby was alive. Heavy Breathing Sister took the baby and studied him for obvious injury, then shushed him against her shoulder. Scowling Sister approached with the perpetrator of the crime, older brother, clinging to her legs. "Is the baby okay?" Scowling Sister asked. Her expression shifted from impatient to impatient and concerned. "He's fine," Heavy Breathing Sister said. "Just scared." She reached out to Straw Hat. "Are you okay, Melanie? Are you okay? Do you feel okay?" Melanie dusted the tarmac grit off her face. There was a scrape on her elbow, some blood. The Cheez-Its blew off down the runway. The plastic cup rolled to Josh's feet. He picked it up, and the air sickness bag as well.
"Would you like me to get a first aid kit?" he asked Melanie.
She put a hand to her cheek, and the other hand massaged her stomach.
"Oh, no. Thank you, though. I'm fine."
"Are you sure?" Heavy Breathing Sister said.
"What about?"
"I'm fine," Melanie said.
"Blaine will apologize,"
Heavy Breathing Sister said.
"Apologize, Blaine."
"Sorry,"
the boy mumbled.
"You could have hurt your brother. You could have hurt Melanie. You just can't do things like that, sweetheart. You have to be careful."
"He said he was sorry, Vic," Scowling Sister said. This was not joke material. The three women, collectively, were the most miserable-looking people Josh had ever seen. "Welcome to Nantucket," Josh said, hoping his words might cheer them, though Carlo was always reminding him that he was not an ambassador. He should just tend to the bags. Scowling Sister rolled her eyes. "Thanks a lot," she said. They should have driven to the island, Brenda thought, as they climbed into a cab outside the terminal. She had been coming to Nantucket her entire life, and they always drove, and then put the car on the ferry. This year, because of the kids and Vicky's cancer and a desire to get to Nantucket as expediently as possible, no matter what the cost, they had flown. They shouldn't have broken with tradition, in Brenda's opinion, because look what happened. They were off to a horrible start already. Melanie had vomited the whole flight. Then she fell, giving Vicky something else to worry about. The whole point of the summer was to help Vicky relax, to soothe her, to ease the sickness from her body. Vicky had invited Melanie to Nantucket for the summer because Melanie had problems. She was dealing with a complicated situation back in Connecticut. But it was also the case that Brenda's company alone had never been enough for Vicky. All their lives, all through growing up, whether it was camping trips,